and instead went to authorities. 48-year-old Mark Charles Barnett faces 10 years in prison if convicted. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5 minutes and 35 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the February the 17th, a Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at North. KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great.
We're just discussing the rain here. So what's it look like for the weather for a week or so?
Well, let's see. Today is currently 48 degrees. We have a 80% chance of showers today with a high of 57 and a low of 46. Tomorrow we have a 50% chance of rain with a high of 57 and a low of 44. On Sunday, it's going to be a little more rainy. We got an 80% chance of rain during the day.
A little more rainy.
90% chance during the night with a 54-degree high and a low of 48. And on Washington's birthday, on Monday, we have a 100% chance of rain with a high of 57
okay.
and a low of 45.
We're out number one again in rain up here in Northern California. Number one, numero uno again. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, a locally operated, veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. If it's Friday, it must be Haven Humane's Pet of the Week, and we have Murdoch along with Amy. Murdoch brought Amy in this morning.
Murdoch brought me in.
Look a little tired this morning, Amy. Did Murdoch drive, or did you just kind of
wish?
You wish. What a nice dog.
He is a nice. He is so sweet. I really like him. I'm not really quite sure why he's getting overlooked. He's such a good dog. He does really well on a leash. He likes kids. He likes cats.
I came over and I said, you know, I don't know if you ever see these, but there's pictures of these dogs with kind of a quizzical look on their face. And they said, okay, who's the good dog? You know, those things. Because you always go, who's the good dog?
What if I never know who the good dog is?
I don't know who the good dog is. I thought it was me. You know, so he kind of like, he crawls over. He doesn't get up. He kind of like comes over on his belly, comes over to lick, you know, when I reach down to pet him.
But yeah, he's such
a
good dog.
He's a good dog. He's about 40 pounds.
Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, probably around there. He's a good medium-sized dog. He's about 3 years old, and
he doesn't look like a pit bull.
No, okay? He's a shepherd mix.
He's a shepherd mix.
Yeah, he's very cute. He's got some, like, brindle on his face and legs, but brown through the rest of him.
He's
really
cute. How old do you
think he is? He's about three.
About three?
Yeah, he's a really great age. He's calm. He's over the puppy stage, potty trained.
Good dog. You know what? This is a great dog.
He's real quiet, too.
He's got super eyes. And the fact mm-hmm. the way he looks at you, and he's very friendly. He came over to lick Jared's hand.
Yeah, he's got those pretty amber eyes.
Yeah, he didn't growl at just Bob.
Yeah.
Most of the dogs do.
And that's a good sign.
We actually had a cat go after him one day. And, of course, the anaconda that you brought in.
Well, that might have been a mistake on my part.
Murdoch is actually, he likes just Bob. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
This dog has and his tail's wagging.
Yep.
He has a place in your house. In fact, Bob may just take him home.
There you go.
There you don't even have, you can go back now to Haven Humane because Bob's going to take, okay.
I'll go back for the day and put my feet up.
There
It'll
you
be
go.
Awesome.
Okay. So how do we get Murdoch?
So you can come by the shelter as always, 7449 Eastside Road. Give us a call, 241-1653. Also, we are pairing up.
You've got things going on now.
We do have things going on. So this immediate weekend tomorrow, we are pairing up with PetSmart Charities to do the National Adoption Weekend. So we will have the adoption rig at PetSmart tomorrow between 11 and 3. So if cute little Murdoch here doesn't get adopted today, then he will be with us tomorrow as well. So it's another chance to go see him.
Is he good? But who can adopt Murdoch?
Anybody can adopt Murdoch.
I mean, kids, everything.
Right? Yeah, he does great with kids. He is approved for a home with kids 8 and up. but I don't see him having any issue with smaller kids. But as always, we just do a proper introduction and see how it goes.
Yeah, because he's 3 years old, and he's 40 to 50 pounds, and he could probably knock a little kid over, but he's just laying down now so mellow.
Yeah, he's not a jumper, and he's never too excited. He, like I said, he walks really well on a leash.
I wish I could have every one of them.
Well, you can.
Well, no, I can't.
No, you can't.
Okay, here's my favorite one. I'd look at these memes, you know, that has pictures, of course, funny things. And here's this kind of a dark pug puppy. Or, I don't know, it could have been one of those Sharpays with the kind of wrinkly face.
Yeah, wrinklies.
And it's just a puppy, and its eyes like half closed, and its tongue, you know, little pink tongue is like out a little bit. And it says, oh, looking into the face of your best friend that you've been drinking with all night.
I love you, buddy. You're my best friend. That's how dogs treat you all the time. It's one of my most favorite things about dogs.
They do, don't they?
No matter what, my dog at home climbs up into my lap every night, and she has to lay right next to me and get her 20 minutes solid of love, where she's just not in a good mood if you don't give her love every day.
You know, if Linda and I come home together, the dog goes, and you know, Linda gets on the floor, and the dog bites her hair and rolls on her, you know, tries to get out. Anyway, runs over to me, gives me a lick on the face once, and then runs back.
Yep.
But if I come home by myself, I am the king.
Oh.
We're just so happy to see each other. And you know what? I know exactly what you mean, because,
yeah,
I mean, I could be gone for like 10 minutes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the same thing if
Check
I've been
the mail.
Gone 10 minutes. Or 2 days.
Yeah.
I come back, it's the same thing. Wow, you're back!
There's seriously nothing better than opening your front door and your dog just being just so happy to
Isn't
see
cool?
you.
It but is. The cat comes in and goes, you've been gone?
Yeah.
And just keeps walking.
Clean my litter box, move
but
on.
But there's people that love cats.
Yeah.
And cats give them lots of affection. So, okay. Go down and get Murdoch today,
yes.
my friends.
Come
and,
get Murdoch.
And make Amy happy.
Yeah.
This is Make Amy Happy Day. Got any specials down there?
Not at this time, but we will be announcing one coming up.
Okay.
I'm at not liberty to discuss any farther than that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Don't want to get anybody in trouble. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Thank you, guys. You have a
All
great
right.
weekend.
You too. And be careful out there in the rain. All right. Hey, what you been doing, Jared? I see you like once a week. Unless I come out in the afternoon and you're out there doing traffic and everything.
Yeah, I haven't been doing much. I've been reading a lot lately.
What have you been reading?
Some Bernard Cornwell. Historical novels.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because that name sounds familiar. What's he write?
He just writes about like
about 300 pages and sells it.
No. Well, it's about like medieval times and stuff. And
do you go to the movies much?
Not very often. I sometimes go to movies 8 because it's cheap.
Oh yeah, it's like $3 or $2.
Unless I really, really, really want to see a movie, I usually don't go to movies 14.
Yeah, you know, we watched a movie last night, and it was the Arrival or something like that. It was Amy Adams.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
I tell you what, I tell you the person that wrote it, because you've got to, you know, you've got to get into this thing because it takes you a while to realize what's going on in the movie, and once you realize what's happening, you're going. Oh, and it's really the person who wrote it was really good. I mean, good. And then after that, we went over to Amazon and watched something called The Word. And it's got a great cast in it, and it's about again on this one you get through the whole movie, and you're just not sure. You know, if it's real, what it's about and all this. I mean, but in a good way. The writing is so good. You know, when writers, screenwriters or authors put together something just because they love the words, and you can tell that. And when you see that in a book or a really good movie, this movie would never be a huge hit. And I understand, even though it's got really good actors in it. Jeremy Irons, Zoe Saldana, you know, everybody in this is really good. But you see how well it's crafted. And then it goes all the way to the end, and then you go, wow, okay, I see. You know, is it a story? It was like a story within a story within a story.
Inception.
Hmm?
Oh, I was going to say like Inception.
Yeah.
A dream within a dream.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it was a story. It starts out with a guy, and telling a story. He's an author telling a story in front of all these people. And then it's another story. And is he telling the story that happened, or is he telling the story about happened about himself? If you get a chance and you have Netflix, I don't know if it's on Netflix, but it's on Amazon, do yourself a favor and sit down for like an hour and 55 minutes and watch this movie, because it is just so well written and the acting is so good. There's no nobody getting shot. There's not any violence. There's no gratuitous nudity, which, you know, any of that stuff. It's just a well-crafted, well-done movie that I would not have gone to the movie theaters to watch. Would not have gone. But I'm so glad I did. All right. Hey, today we got Douglas McConnell coming in. We got Dr. Kara Tennant. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to turn it loose because there are some things that are starting to offend me around here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, here I go again on my own. My darlings, just I can't tell you how many boxes of puffs she's gone through. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. And like I said, she's down hard this week with the flu. But I'm here. And I can tell you what, she's very comfortable because she's in her sleep number bed. Oh, yeah. She's there. Her sleep number setting's 40, and it has just been staying on 40. And she's laying there happy in her bed, unhappy and being sick. But right now, sleep number has got some of the best sales you're going to see all year long. Here's the part. During the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. That's right, 50%. It lets you choose ideal comfort on each side, so it's a perfect bed for couples. It's a perfect bed for one person. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep and gives you personal insights. Like, you know, I don't put a computer screen on my face for an hour before I go to sleep, and I go to sleep easily. It's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. That's great. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. My friends, get a good night's sleep. Head on down to Sleep Number. Hey, is everybody else getting? Are you getting a little tired of press conferences and the news? I mean, the press conference is kind of cool. I like to watch that. I can only watch so much, but I do like to watch. It's interesting. You know what? Trump will eventually settle down. I believe that. You can only stay at a high hover for so long. But what about the press? Will the press eventually settle down? Will there be detente between the press and the Trump administration? Well, you know what? Here's the thing. New York Times, which I, you know, here's, you know, this is supposed to be the flagship of the press. And it has screwed up so much over the last few years. But they've gotten a bump in readers, in readership, since Trump has gone in there. So, you know, it would probably behoove them to keep this thing going, these fake battles. But the thing I don't understand is when things were being leaked during the Obama administration, of course, the press would use them. But then they were saying, oh, these leaks are bad. These leaks are bad. And yet now they're encouraging them, people deep in the Denizens, into the shadow government or the deep state, as they are called, a group of people that are unelected. They're just in there. They're there to make sure the government continues going, that they don't think either Trump is hard enough on the Russians or that he's too hard, or there are Obama people still in there. But what's the thing is we are releasing classified material. Nobody's getting too upset about it. And you should. You should be upset about it. Because if it's this, what else is it going to be? Oh, it's about a private citizen that's being collected on. What if it was the editor of the New York Times that the CIA or NSA had taped his conversations with, say a world leader from another nation, because, you know, he's trying to, you know, for whatever reason, and said, oh, look at the things this man's saying. How would you like that? Oh, wait a minute, it's different because Flynn was Flynn wasn't anything. Flynn was a private citizen, the same as you, same as me. How would you like that? I mean, we already know that they're collecting so much on us already. But then to collect it, and if you can hear it here, you can read it, and whatever happens when they're collecting, and if it's on a private citizen, they are not to collect. They turn it off. They destroy it. That's what it's supposed to be. Instead, they kept it and they leaked it. Why? To make Flynn look bad? Flynn is, you know, is small potatoes in this thing. I mean, I hate to say that, but he is. They're going for much bigger prey. They're going up for the inner echelon there. They got one of them with Flynn, but they just want to keep this up. For what? So the latest security advisor, Harbaugh, I think his name, or Harwald, the Navy SEAL vice admiral, said, nah, you know what? I've got family concerns and all this. His family concerns was probably this. These people are going to go after you like hyenas after a lion. And there are going to be so many of them just chewed up with that. That's where we're at. The hyenas of the press. I like that kind of, can you see that, Jared? The hyenas of the press. They got their little press tags on around their neck, and they're yapping and making that strange hyena sound when something good happens.
Yeah,
or when something
that.
when they get somebody, and you hear, have you ever heard hyenas?
Here come the hyenas,
and you know they can't take them one on one, but they're going to come in there, and all these hyenas are like, you know, that strange hyena sound. Go find me a hyena sound. We're going to play that, okay? And they make a sound so that you can hear that sound when the guy went down. So when you hear it. So, but this is what it's going to be. It's going to be like a pack of hyenas constantly chip, 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 you know, yipping, nipping with their little hyena sounds. That's not it. That was good. I like that song, though. Okay. Now, the major brouhaha going on. And here's another made-up story with the ICE sweep. Oh, we got a march for immigrants, a day without immigrants. Well, here's what the ICE sweep was. Oh, look, it's under Trump. They picked up 1,000 people. ICE came out yesterday and said, look, what's going on with you people? You know, 2 years ago, we came in and we swept up three times as many, and you didn't even say anything. You know, we went up and got 1,000 criminals. 2 years ago, we came in and we got 3,000 in one day, and not one word was said in the press. So why are they saying it now? Because the hyenas are circling. They're circling and attacking. And you say, Carl, but you're part of the press. No. I don't write stories. I don't do investigative reporting. I just comment on what I see. Does that make me part of the press, or does that just make me an entertainer? I'm not even sure I'm an entertainer. But here's what it is. They're making big things out of this. Is Trump perfect? Absolutely not. Has he said things that are just, you know, you kind of go, bleh. Yeah. But this man is heading up our country. You may not like it, but he is the president of your nation. So what should happen is that we give him a chance to at least get started here.
Sorry, okay. It took me a while to get there.
That's what, you know what that is, don't you? That's the cry of hyenas, an attack. And they are. They're in an attack there. So I want you to save that. I want you to save that. I want you to put it on our, you know, put it so when I start talking about these things, I want to be able to play that part to kind of describe what it's like when a little pack of hyenas is after something. Okay. Now, businesses are going back to Park Marina Drive. You know, a lot of them had to leave because of the water. Now, water's down. The question, though, is you know, they're releasing all this water, and we've got a bigger storm coming here and maybe another storm following that up. As Jared said, we have rain coming really hard for the next week. The water comes up higher, you know, and you saw it down in Anderson, and you saw saw it Park Marina Drive and all these places. I think they can release like 80, I think they're okay for 87 or 88. When they go up to like 92 is when the water comes out and comes into the streets, and you have to shut down the sheriff's office for civilian traffic because the water's out in the parking lot.
Yeah, I live on Shastview, and the last big storm we had, it was flooded. Like we couldn't pass through Shastview. They had they had police and fire department blocking off the road.
All right. Now, in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to tell you, how do you survive this news onslaught? I mean, Jared, do you watch the news?
I'm a news junkie. I have to say. All right.
Do you find yourself kind of like, you start getting
tired of it?
Tired and you feel kind of depressed.
Or it drains you.
Okay, let me give you some guidelines here, my friend. First of all, if it's emotional, if it brings to you an emotional response, don't believe it right away. Check another source. People are putting things out there that are just like, you know, like the picture of a Syrian child handcuffed, 5-year-old handcuffed. Oh, they can't let him. No, that wasn't what the story was. They took it completely out of context on that. So, but anything that kind of like goes, oh man. And if you get it on Facebook and it's like that, and then you look at the byline, who wrote this thing? And if it's not a name, a lot of this is just absolutely fake, or it's got one little kernel of truth and they pile in. And this is both sides, by the way, my friends. This isn't just the left. This is the right, too. Because I get stuff from I get stuff I'd look at. I know it's not true. Why are you sending me this stuff? I saw this 3 years ago. It wasn't true then. It's still not true. Take a break. Do you take a break from this? Do you get up? Do you walk around? Take a walk. Get yourself a soft drink or do push-ups. Watch something else. You got to do that. You got to break this. You can't just kind of. And people are there's. I come home. There's Linda's laying in bed, sick. And what's on the TV? News. Though she is the Five junkie. I have to say that on Fox. How to survive the news blitz. Limit how much your kids can watch. You know, kids can't take their intake for BS is not as much as us as adults. And they take this stuff in and they process it and they believe it. And they think that there's going to be like world war, that the nation is going to go collapse, that Flynn is going to come to their house at night and arrest their parents, and ICE is going to come in, even though they are not migrants, they're not Hispanic, they still think ICE could come in and arrest them all. Kids can't handle all this. Don't let your kids watch so much. All right? So here it is. One, if it's emotional, check it, because it's probably not true. Two, take a break. Practice yoga. Nancy Sutton Pierce, great, great yoga studio. Go to her place. Learn different ways of deep breathing and calming. Then while you're watching the news, and then take a break, it's, you know, go out for a walk. Third, don't let the kids watch too much of this, because their little meters will just peg right on over, and they are not going to be able to sleep at night. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. Remember Punch from Chips? Well, I can't wait to come to town with America's greatest game show.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Eric Estrada.
And here's how you can be part of the excitement.
February 1st through 23rd, Swipe to Win entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings every day at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. for your chance to win show tickets.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Show.
Over $10,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be won at each show. Plus, your chance to win $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show, Friday, February 24th at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So join me, Eric Estrada, and get in on all the fun.
Swipe to win, play to win, and spend your Valentine's month with heartthrob Eric Estrada. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to WinRiver.com. Eric Estrada, only at the River.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and no Linda Bott. Linda's got the flu, the sinusitis, and bronchitis all at one time. And then she's talking to her girl. She was going to go down to a little reunion, gold digger type reunion. And, you know, they're down to three because other people, they're sick or they can't make it or their husband's just had an operation. I mean, it's like. And then one of the girls is saying, oh, I've got this green stuff coming out of me because she's got something in her chest and lungs and all this. And it's like, I said, "Hon, you're not going down there. Cause you're not going to drive down there. You just lay there." Of course, it wasn't much of an argument because she's laying there going, she can't talk. So, in fact, I can say pretty much anything I want, you know. And she just looks at me. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, the very, very best place in the world to have somebody help take care of your loved ones in home health care, whether it's short term or long term. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers are the ones to do it. There's no one better than Sharon Clark. I would have her take care of Linda, if it was long term. Not even think about it, not even hesitate. Call Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 226-8350. Outstanding service there. Keep your family, keep your loved ones in their home as long as you can. They'll be happier and healthier. Okay, Dr. Kara Tennant is sitting across from me, and we've already had a brief conversation about things that are going on.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I got Dr. Doug McConnell coming in at 8. So what we have here is we have Dr. Kara Tennant with the more important job of taking care of our loved animals. And you got Dr. McConnell's going to come in and talk about people. And not even people. He's going to talk about emergency services during emergencies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, can hospitals really operate if there's a big emergency? You're not going to like the answer, I got a feeling. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'll be listening to that.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about how to save money on your pet's care today.
Oh, cool.
I know. We all know pet care is really expensive.
Isn't that, I mean, and I hear these things. I mean, but is it... An operation, it can be almost as expensive as for people, or not. No, I guess maybe not. But it's still...
It's expensive. I mean, because humans have insurance. A lot of the times you don't see those bills,
yeah,
or you're paying
true.
A portion of it. And, you know, in veterinary care, we don't... I mean, yes, there is some insurance, but I would say, at least in this area, the majority of people don't have it. So you're paying... Out of pocket, you're paying cash for potentially thousands.
So how do we prevent that?
Oh, preventative care, right?
Yeah, and we used to call it preventive maintenance, PM.
Preventative.
Did you PM your rifle? Did you PM your Humvee? Did you PM your truck?
Yeah, so it's one of the ways that really can help, and it's so important in your pets to have your pet examined at least once a year, and. You know, our pets don't live as long as we do. They can't talk to us. They hide things from us until they can't hide it anymore.
Really?
They do, because, you know, dogs and cats, you know, technically are prey animals. Yes, they're predators too, but they're prey animals. So if they're out in the wild and they're, you know, overtly sick, they're the first ones that are going to be taken out by a mountain lion or, you know, whatever. So historically, they hide things. So yeah.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
And that they do that because it's an instinctual thing.
They do. Yeah.
So they might go on and on being in pain.
Yep.
Until it just gets too much and then they fall over.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for example, say you have an older cat who's all of a sudden, you know, losing weight, maybe eating a lot, maybe more vocal, maybe she's running around like a crazy kitty. And you think, oh, great, you know, I know she's losing weight, but, you know, she looks good and she's acting fine. Well, it's not normal for her. You know, what that could be is actually hyperthyroidism. And what happens is when your thyroid is elevated, it causes your blood pressure to be elevated, and then your kitty can have a stroke. And this is actually preventable. If your kitty has a stroke, you know,
You can't just give them an aspirin, huh?
No.
I mean, because they tell you that when people have a stroke, you give them an aspirin, so it thins their blood. But it probably doesn't work on kitties, huh?
Well, aspirin can... So there are very few instances that I will do aspirin for kitties. Okay. Heart disease is one of them, but you should never give any medication to an animal.
Well, I'm just thinking of emergency. You have an hour for a kitty, that's like you do for people, for the magic hour, if the kitty has a stroke. No, probably not, huh?
No.
I just kind of throw all those things that are, just they say with humans, if they have a stroke, you've got 60 minutes, like, to get them to a hospital.
To a hospital. Oof. That's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah. And then also, you know, you want to feel your pets and see, you know, are there any lumps and bumps? Because, you know, your vet can tell you if you need to be concerned about a lump. Because we all know, especially dogs, have lots of lumps. Or they can have lots of lumps, like whether they're warts or little fatty growths. But we can tell you if we think they're going to become big or they're in a location that's going to cause a problem, because it's always easier and cheaper to remove them when they're smaller.
Just like it is for people.
Just like it is for people. Because what'll end up happening is if it's something really massive that maybe your general practitioner can't remove it, and then they have to send you to a specialist. So, you know, when you're originally looking at a mass removal, it's not the cheapest thing.
No.
But if you're going to a specialist, it's going to be a whole lot more. And so it's easier to do it earlier. It's better for the pet, and it's a little bit cheaper. Maybe a lot cheaper.
Maybe a lot cheaper. Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and she's talking about how do you save money on health care for your pets. And one of them is PM, preventive maintenance, or preventative care, just mm-hmm. by checking your animal. And just like you would, like, for, you know, if you've got a lump on your body, you know, you find it and you go, you know, it just wasn't here. And, you know, so you go to the doctor and it's you know, it's benign or whatever. Or, but if it's not, boom, get it treated right then. And it's going to save you money as opposed to waiting for a year. And then it's, you know, it's as big as your left shoulder. So, okay, that just makes sense.
Yeah.
And the other thing probably is keeping their weight down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you get a gold star. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, keeping your pet's weight down is such an important thing, because obesity can cause so many problems, just like it can in us. So, mm-hmm. you know, diabetes, joint disease, heart disease, and those things are expensive to treat, especially diabetes. And diabetes can be preventable, especially in cats. Cats get type 2 diabetes like humans do. So they're like adult humans. And they can be regulated with a diet. And so if you're feeding your cat a lot of treats or a lot of food or high fat food, or they're really chunky, they're at a high risk of developing diabetes. Heart disease. Oh gosh. You know, just like with us, if you're obese, you know, you can become so healthy if you keep your weight in check and you exercise and you eat less. And so same thing with your pets, you feed them less. Exercise is great. You can't really exercise a cat, but they don't tolerate that very well.
I was going to say, how do you exercise your cat? Give him like a little, like a up, down, or something like that with them, or have them run around the house, or you chase them around the house until they turn on you and try to kill you?
What? Well, I mean, some cats will do that. You know, some cats like playing with a ball, or like playing with one of those little fishing poles. Other cats will not play no matter what you do. So it depends on your cat.
I'm just seeing Dr. Kara Tennant with chasing a little cat around the house there, just trying to get a little exercise. And the cat right then is planning on how to, when you're asleep at night, to fall on your face. You know.
We do have a cat who likes to play hide and seek. So he'll chase us around trying to find, oh my gosh. So cute.
Unfortunately, you haven't seen that cat in 4 weeks.
Oh!
That cat's really hiding.
He's hidden really well.
He's in the closet up in the top there. And he goes, and he says, here I am. Okay, no, the reason is because every time you come in here, you talk about your animal's weight. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, you think you're being good to your animal. Because, you know, you give them little things, you know, that they love. And the dog works us. It works everybody. That's dogs true. Work you. You know, they come in there, they look up at where the treats. I mean, they look at it. Look at you. Look at the treat. Look at you. Look at the treat. I mean, they've learned. Dogs are one of the few animals that do things like that.
Well, they've learned it.
They've learned it. Is that
and we've behavior? Trained them.
We've trained them to do that. Yes. Okay. You're right. And she's trained me to get her up, you know, to get me up. And then I'll walk out to take her outside. And she just goes right past the door, just trotting, looking over her shoulder at me, going with a big smile on her face. And then she trots in there and she sits in front of where the treats are. I said, I'm not going to give you a treat. And she wraps her little legs around me. She whimpers. Okay, maybe it's not that bad. Okay. Got it. Okay, so we keep their weight down.
Keep the weight down.
Okay.
Keep them current on their vaccines.
Oh, okay.
Vaccinations can help prevent disease. And, you know, a lot of these manufacturers who make the vaccines actually guarantee their product. And so if your pet, say, for example, leptospirosis, we've talked a little bit about before. It's a bacteria that's found in standing water that's transmitted through the urine of mammals, and it causes liver and kidney failure in mm-hmm. dogs and humans. If your pet is vaccinated for leptospirosis, and then gets leptospirosis, and your pet was vaccinated at a veterinary hospital,
yeah.
then that manufacturer can help pay for the treatment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And just imagine if American pharmaceuticals were like that.
A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Same thing with...
That's a good thing to know. So if you get a, you know, through an accredited vet,
mm-hmm.
and you've got, hey, we've been giving this dog the shots, and now
mm-hmm.
this dog has it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to help treat this dog.
Yes. They have a vaccination guarantee.
Wow.
Most of the manufacturers do. So. Well,
oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My goodness.
But if you get your vaccine at, you know, over-the-counter at the feed store, they don't guarantee that.
Because they don't know if you've given them the right... dosage or the
exactly,
right way.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And
well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. Let's go to the phones first. We can take a break later. Randy, good morning. You have a question for Dr. Kara.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I have a little carrion terrier, and I exercise, you know, my dog with the laser light. I'm curious if that's good and if it affects their psyche, you know, running around chasing that. I'll take your answer up there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that's a good question because we don't, you know, our lady that used to come in and take care of the house would do that with Elk Killer. And so she'd run around. But so we didn't know that because we didn't do that till one day I turned on the flashlight and she just goes berserk mm-hmm. chasing it. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you've never even seen one of these. Well, found out that yes, she had. So does it? What's that do to a dog?
So they can love the laser light, and this can go for dogs or cats. But mm-hmm. what you should do is give them something to make them feel like they caught it. You know, because if they're always chasing after the light and then they never catch it, then yes, that can affect them and it can make them stressed. So if you give them, you know, put the laser light on a toy and give them the toy or a treat and make them seem like they, you know, caught it. Then
okay, so you put a little treat out there, mm-hmm. and they can be running around, and mm-hmm. then you just take them over to the treat, mm-hmm. and then turn it off.
Yep.
And there it is.
Perfect.
Hey, that's a good question, Randy. Thanks a lot. Because, you know, so it's not bad for them then, but they've got to be able to find something.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they get so excited chasing it.
They do.
So, okay. Well, that's cool. Okay. Thanks, Randy. If anybody else has questions or anything for Dr. Kara Tennant, please give us a call, 605-4567. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Veteran-owned business right here, Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number. Call a local guy. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Ask how you can save $100 on your DISH bill. And how you can help a local veteran save $100 on theirs. That's right. Everything at B&T Satellite, you're going to get a great deal from Doug Tooley. Like I said, he's a local guy. Call 241-DISH. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Wooden ships on the water, very free. Easy, you know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Jared King here today. Jared's my producer and good guy here. Good all around guy. Picks out great music. Found the hyena sounds that we've saved those hyena sounds, right? So that I can always go back to them.
We have them.
Okay. When I start talking about the press, you know. The media, big, you know, mainstream media, throw the hyena sounds out there because it's like they're – anyway, we won't go back there yet. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is 48 degrees. It's going up to 57 days. It's going to be raining, my friends. It's going to be raining all through the weekend, so just enjoy it. Embrace it. Make the rain, you know, become one with the rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Probably one of the best places you're going to find to get concealed carry information, concealed carry training. With, you know, we've just had an incident in the paper about this where somebody had a concealed carry, used it in defense of his life, it appears. We spend a lot of time talking about the use of lethal force. We also spend 4 hours in the range to make sure you understand the safety and the handling of the pistols you have, the revolvers that you have. It's a great course. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about how to save money on the care of your animals. So far we've talked about preventive care, where you check your animals out, make sure they're okay, because animals will hide things from you, and I didn't realize that. Mainly because elk kill limps at any opportunity to be carried around.
And then
she forgets about it like a minute later, and I'm thinking, well, anyway, she's got me. I know, she's worked me. make sure that they are the right weight is very important. Okay.
Very important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. You can use the laser light on your animals, but at the end of it, make sure they get a little cookie or something,
yes,
at the end.
They have a little reward.
Well, the dogs that look for people in rubble, mm-hmm. those type of dogs, they said every so often they have to put a live person. I had no idea. They have to put a live person and they mm-hmm. find them alive so that because they get depressed.
Yeah.
Too. I didn't realize that when I was reading that. Okay.
They're so smart. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Okay, so when you go see your veterinarian, you're going to be paying for a physical exam, and that's pretty standard for every, and the cost is very similar for, all the clinics in your region. And you'll be presented options. Mm-hmm. Say your pet comes in cuz your pet's vomiting. Well, we're going to give you, kind of gold standard X-rays, maybe blood work or, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is, if cost is an issue, let us know, because that's not just the only, your only option. There are some other options. Same thing with medications. A lot of the medications we use for our pets are actually human medications. And of course, we always talk about how human medication, you can't give human medications to your pet without talking to your vet first, because a lot of them are really toxic and can kill your pets. But there are a lot of medications that you can get through a human pharmacy, or you can get a generic version. So anti-inflammatories, for example, are, a prime example of that. We do have brand name anti-inflammatories, and these are the ones that are, you know, they're beef flavored, they're chewable, they make them like treats, so it's a lot easier to give to your pet, but they're also more expensive. And so a lot of these anti-inflammatories, you can ask your vet, you know, is this something that I can get a generic form? And it's going to be a lot cheaper for you and, you know, be as effective as if you were doing the brand name. And so it's, you know, it's very similar to, and don't give this to your pet, but Advil versus ibuprofen. Ibuprofen, you know, is very effective. Advil is the exact same drug, but it's the name brand, and it's sugar-coated, so it tastes better when it goes
But
down.
You do not give those to your animal.
Do not give Advil to your pet.
Because I have read also, and I've seen, you know, seen these crappy movies where somebody needs something, and they go into a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Into a veterinarian office, mm-hmm. and the drugs that you give the mm-hmm. dogs and cats and horses, you can give to people.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot of these drugs are studied on animals before they actually get to humans, and that's how a lot of the ways we know that a lot of these medications can work in animals.
This is interesting about what you just said, doctor. When you say, you know, talk to your doctor. If the doctor says to you, because we this is the way we do things. This is the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
But if cost is a problem, mm-hmm. talk to us, because mm-hmm. we want your animal to be well too.
Exactly.
And there's ways that can be worked around.
Mm-hmm. And we're here, I mean, we're here for your pet's health. You know, we want your pet to live as long as possible, as healthy as possible, to spend as much time with you as possible. We're not, I don't know, and a lot of people will disagree with me on this, but yeah, I don't know a single veterinarian that's in this business for the money. You know, even though it's so expensive, we're in this for animals and people because we love them.
And I'm really glad you brought that up, because I've never gone to a veterinarian, I believe, that didn't seem like they just loved what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They just loved the animals. You can tell by the way they hold them and all that. Where doctors, for people, and I've got a doctor sitting out there who saves people's lives all the time through heart surgery. I sometimes get that I don't get that feeling with doctors. Mm-hmm. I kind of get the feeling with them, you know, with Doctors for Humans, that this is a job they're doing and that, okay, you know, but maybe they've learned to disassociate themselves with people, mm-hmm. you know, for good reasons. Because it must be tough for you all too. If you've been treating an animal for 6, 7, 8 years and you see it going downhill, mm-hmm. but do you recommend euthanasia at times?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And if I'm recommending euthanasia, I'm serious about it.
There's been no, yeah.
And if somebody comes in to me because they want to euthanize their pet, I don't take that lightly either. And if I feel like this is not the right decision, or maybe there's something that we can do, then, you know, then I'll let you know about that. I don't like convenience euthanasia, you know, just because it's inconvenient for, you know, for you.
I believe that in a lot of things.
But I also believe animals shouldn't suffer, and we have gift that we can make that decision for our pets. You know, we don't have to watch them suffer, and, you know, we don't have hospice like humans do. We don't have the ability to send you home on a continuous rate of infusion of these pain medications.
That eventually you just don't wake up.
Right.
And I didn't realize that's what hospice did until my mom was in there. Mm. Then I realized it. Oh, okay.
Ugh.
Okay.
We went down a bad road.
We went down a bad road on that one. Let's go back to this, though, is the fact, though, is this is how you keep your animal mm-hmm. and your pet healthy, and so being with you a longer time. Mm-hmm. So, one, you get them down to the right weight.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by, elk killer. Your life's going to change dramatically this weekend. exercise. So you're going to go out with me. We'll walk in the rain together. She's got this cutest little raincoat. Except
I bet she does.
You know, it kind of makes her look large. That's why I told Linda. I'm sure there's slimmer ones that we could put on her. And take her, make sure she's seen every year, make sure she's up mm-hmm. on her vaccinations, mm-hmm. make sure that you just take care of them and you check them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you have questions, call your veterinarian.
There you
go. Don't consult the internet because...
Oh.
Yeah, the information on the internet can be certainly sketchy, and I've seen it. So call your vet first. If you have a relationship with your vet, they can be more than happy to talk to you over the phone or leave you a message about, you know, advice.
Dr. Kara Tennant here. Let me see what time. Oh, no, we got another minute here. Nice. So, okay, you're down at Care Animal Hospital. You're there at the end of Hilltop.
That's right. The 20 Hilltop Drive.
20 Hilltop Drive, and you're next to?
The car wash and Bartels.
Bartels. Bartels is behind you.
That's right.
But you don't. But
oh, my good. Their veggie burgers are amazing.
They're veggie burgers, that's right, because you got hit with a tick.
Oh,
this is, you know what? If you've not heard the story, Dr. Kara. Was there another phone call there asking for a question? Oh, okay. Dr. Kara got hit with a tick in Virginia.
That's right.
That says that makes it so you can't metabolize meat.
Nope. That's right.
I never realized there was actually a tick that did that.
But
there
meat
is.
Meat allergy.
Yeah. Wow.
There is, yeah, that Lone Star tick, a nasty little thing.
Look it up. And when she talked about it that day, I went, "You're kidding." And then you went, "Well, you know what? And every so often I'll try and push that." I'm not a fun date after that.
Dr.
Keratin, how can they call you? How can they call
you? You can call it 244-2287.
What a nice person she is. So you want somebody to take care of your animal. Okay, right after this, we're going to go into the human doctors, and who are just not half as much fun. I don't even think they care as much. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Reading. KCNR, Shasta, Reading. KCNR, Shasta, Reading. KCNR, Shasta, Reading. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Immigration enforcement as far north as Portland, Oregon, and as far east as New Orleans. Democrats held another of their all-night talk-a-thons on the Senate floor, part of what's likely to be an unsuccessful plan today to delay a confirmation vote on President Trump's choice to head the EPA.
Several Democrats have been protesting the nomination of Scott Pruitt. They complain about his record on environmental issues. They also say Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refused their request to delay the vote on Pruitt so they could get the records that they requested. Those records are from Pruitt's time as Oklahoma Attorney General and involve communications between staff and representatives of various fossil fuel and conservative interests. Republicans say Democrats are using stalling tactics to block President Donald Trump from putting his cabinet in place, but Democrats don't have enough votes on their own to block the Pruitt nomination. Several Republicans would have to cross party lines. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump on his way to South Carolina for today's rollout of Boeing's brand new 787 Dreamliner.
This visit will give the president an opportunity to celebrate a huge milestone for thousands of workers at Boeing, America's number one exporter, and the millions of American workers involved in aerospace.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer. Then it's on to Florida.
For the first time since taking office, the president will be holding a rally with supporters. He's inviting people to join him at the Orlando Melbourne International Airport in Florida on Saturday. The announcement comes after a challenging week for the administration, which included the resignation of the National Security Advisor, new questions about Russian ties to the Trump 2016 campaign, and the withdrawal of the president's nominee for labor secretary. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More on those stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A senior U.S. military official says airstrikes that killed about 80 Islamic State militants in southern Libya last month generated a treasure trove of important data.
We did obtain some significant intelligence, and we continue to watch that today. I mean, the bottom line is there really has not been a lot of overt activity since then because this was a devastating blow. But that's not to say that ISIL is totally, totally gone from inside Libya. They're still there.
Marine General Tom Waldhauser heads the U.S. Africa Command. Top House Republicans have unveiled a preliminary model of their health care overhaul. It was rolled out first at a private meeting of rank-and-file members. It features a revamped Medicaid program for the poor, tax breaks to help people pay doctors' bills, and federally subsidized state pools to assist those with costly medical conditions in buying their insurance. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison want free education for a group that has been victimized by past discrimination.
The Associated Students of Madison say black students should be offered free tuition and housing and no fees because blacks were legally barred from education during slavery, and university remains out of reach for black students today. The group said in a resolution that students from suburban high schools are overrepresented and consideration of ACT and SAT scores restricts opportunities for the poor and thus upholds white supremacy. They say the plan would save a black resident and undergraduate student about $20,000 a year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair thinks that Britons would be well advised to do an about-face and exit Brexit. He launched a new campaign today to persuade Britons to change their minds about leaving the European Union, arguing that those who want to remain should rise up and have their voices heard. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Unfortunately, Linda is, flat on her back with the flu, sinusitis, and bronchitis all at one time. Poor baby. I don't even know if she's listening. I don't even know if she's awake right now. But that is where Linda is. And happy Friday to everybody, 6 minutes after the hour, here on the 17th of February, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like for weather for the rest of the weekend here, Jared?
Well, it's currently 48 degrees here downtown. Today, we're going to have a 80% chance of rain with a high of 57, a low of 46. On Saturday, we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 57 and a low of 44. Sunday, we have an 80% chance of showers, a high of 54, a low of 48. And on Monday, we have a 100% chance of rain. It says heavy rain, high 57, low 45.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. More rain. Orville is just, I'm sure they're down there looking at the dam right now. Weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call. 365-3793. Let's go to Susan Eastman because we need to find out what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Susan.
And we are paying attention right now about the river over here by Park Marina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you been? I know that everybody on the other side of where you're at has been flooded out almost.
It was better today. You could actually drive on Park Marina. But then the news of maybe letting some more water out.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the new rain that we're going to have. We'll see. We'll go with it. But anyway, let's go to the market. The major averages are retreating, heading into the long President's Day weekend as investors reassess the recent rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 62 points at 20,557. The S&P 500 losing 5 points at 2,342, and the Nasdaq Composite off 3 points at 5,811. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 23 cents at $24.34, Unilever up $4.64 at $46.96 per share, Freeport McMoRan down 14 cents at $14.93. Local stocks of interest, PG&E up 34 cents at $63.73, FedEx down 74 cents, trading at $192.61, AT&T off 40 cents at $40.85. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.41%. And over to commodities, gold is down 80 cents at $1,242 an ounce, silver up a penny at $18.17, and crude oil down 39 cents, trading at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Stay warm and dry this weekend.
And you too, thank you.
You bet. Hey, she's the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors over on 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can get to her place. You can drive down Park Marina Drive. Hey, look, if you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investments, a new eye maybe with all the volatility in the market and all that, you want somebody to take, somebody new to take a look at that really knows what she's doing. That's Susan Eastman. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. Toll free is 800-323-7561. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I tell you what, you're not going to get any better place in town to buy jewelry than Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a full-time watch repairman right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, California. The selection is outstanding. The prices are fair. You're going to bring something in there for evaluation. They know what they're talking about. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Well, after having, you know, it's a tough act to follow. We have a doctor in here, a veterinary medicine by the name of Care Tenet, who tells us how to save money and how to, you know, so, and your animals taken well care of, and talk about their love for animals. And then it's followed up by a heart surgeon.
Well, I love my patients. My goodness.
Yeah, but I don't remember you cuddling me.
No. Well, you haven't been my patient.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? And no offense, because if I did need a heart surgeon, it'd be you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, but
no, I mean that.
People generally aren't happy to meet me.
That's
but
right.
Ultimately, we have to
ultimately,
do something.
Yeah, well, you've got your hands in the middle of their chest, and you're squeezing their heart, and all those things that you do.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, but that's not what you came in here for today.
No, but you haven't told anybody who I am.
Oh,
no,
that's right. Yeah. I'm here with Dr. Douglas McConnell.
Yes.
He is a proud veteran of the 101st Air Mobile.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Air Assault.
Air Assault. Yeah. Air Mobile, Air Assault. It used to be Airborne.
That is correct.
But not anymore. Yeah. But he came up here from Long Beach years ago and took over the cardiac program for Shasta Regional.
Right.
Is that correct?
That
I know,
is correct.
I know you were the main surgeon up there.
No, that's correct.
That was, gosh, what was it, about 7-8 years ago?
2009.
2009, yeah. Okay. And then you just kind of like semi-retired.
Well, in 2014, in late November, I promised my wife that we'd slow down, take an RV trip across the United States, see America, which we've done. But I actually came back and I intermittently would come back and cover the service and do cases. And now I'm back really working with the service. We have a very talented young surgeon there named Paul Mazur.
What a nice guy he is, too.
And the same group of people I was
honored. You're in scrubs
honored.
Right now.
I am. I'm going in there to help at an operation a little bit. So I'm still part of the team. I've got to be part of that team. They're just great.
So
both the nurses and the surgical techs and the perfusionists and Dave and Rob, who are the two people with the right, they're all there. So but Paul Mazur's both younger than I am. He actually knows more, and he's a wonderful surgeon and a good judgment. I like working
he's
with him.
He's got a great, he's got, and his wife is just super.
Yes, sir. They have moved up here, and they're enjoying Redding and the North
they're
State.
They're building a house up here.
They are. And we're just great. We're very pleased to have him. And Shasta's, I was very happy to pass the torch on to to Paul.
Because he is, you know, a great guy, you know, a great surgeon. So,
it takes a team to do good heart surgery. I tell people I've never done a heart operation alone. And so the good news is that Shasta Regional has provided the wonderful team it takes for a surgeon to basically have the outcomes that we all would desire.
So, okay, so you're there assisting. What do you do? Because Paul is obviously the main.
Paul's doing the surgery, and Dave is there, and then I'll scrub
What's
in.
What's Dave do?
Dave is the PA, the physician assistant.
Okay.
And they're excellent. But it's California has an interesting little law that requires two surgeons be available in the room during cardiac surgery. And
kind of like two pilots in a plane?
That's sort of it. But actually, remember the days it was three bodies in the cockpit?
That's
and there was
right.
a big argument of getting rid of that flight engineer. And this is a law that dates back to when cardiac surgery and Medicare basically sort of came together in the state, and it's called Title 22. So I show up and help out, and sometimes Paul will discuss an aspect of the case, although he knows what he's doing. It's not like he needs any guidance from the old guy here.
Yeah, like he opens it up and he looks in there and he says, he's got a tattoo here.
No.
How did he get a tattoo here?
Anyway, I basically round out the team. And then when Paul has to leave town or take his family out, I've covered him on some weekends.
And that's the way it began, though. Yeah. He came up to cover you.
Correct.
And then they decided that
he was sort of a trial. And then the last time he left town, or a while ago, I had an emergency case in town on a 92-year-old guy that had to be sent to me, and we stepped up and did it. So the good news was I felt wonderful working with the team, and we actually accomplished what that gentleman needed, even at his advanced years. And he's got out of the hospital and is doing well. So I get to fill in. It's medicine, or particularly surgery, it's not something you just shut off. It's really a vocation rather than a job.
It takes you forever to get the to become a surgeon. And that was one of the things we've talked about in the past was there's residencies for heart surgeons, and it's a long residency.
It is 8 years after medical school. But that's the truth is then you're done, and you can eventually sit for your boards. But you know what? It takes another several years. Like any profession,
become really good at
it. You really have to work there with a senior person as you acquire skill sets. And that's true of a lot of professions that involve judgment and material selection and hand-eye coordination. I mean, surgery is all of those, but there are other fields where somebody may actually get their certification as an electrician, but working with a senior individual and learning judgment and practical solutions. Yeah, absolutely. So there's always that maturing process. So you finish your residency. Of course, from there I went to the active duty in the Army. I was alone. But eventually I came back to Long Beach and worked for the next rest of my good part of my career. But I actually sort of was apprenticed to my former chief resident at UCLA who had a practice in Long Beach. That's how I ended up in Long Beach. So there's a lot more to learn. Even though you finished your residency, you're now just going to spend the rest of your life learning how to get better at it.
I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We're going to take a break. What we're going to talk about, though, is is medical facilities during times of emergency.
Oh,
and everybody thinks, okay, hey, we can take all these people to the hospital if there's a mass casualty, but event or a natural disaster, but that may not be true. That's what we're going to talk about. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by, it's kind of like a surgeon, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They can take it if it's a little bitty chip and they can repair it, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, by the way, veteran-owned business, has made this his job and his profession. He fixes windshields. He does it. He guarantees his work for life. If something happens, you just bring it back to him, and he'll repair it. Nobody does a better job on chips or cracks in your windshield than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Janis Joplin.
Oh,
that's Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Yep. She was real talent.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on Free Fire Radio with Carl, Linda, Bob, Linda under the weather today. 605-4567 is our phone number. 48 degrees going up to 57. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that. And it's going to be heavy rain. So get ready. For you people down on Park Marina Drive, blow up those water wings again. Get out those kayaks. If you're down in Anderson, you know, you can get the sandbags are free.
Nothing.
But you have to fill them up yourself.
And carry them, yeah.
That's right. If you'd like to rent Jared for the weekend to fill sandbags, give me a call at 605-4567, and we'll put Jared out there. You know, he needs something to do. He has to get away from the news because it makes him crazy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 25 years, plus the fact they've been voted best in the North State several times because they are best in the North State when it comes to any type of heating or cooling systems problems you have. It's kind of right in between right now. It's kind of cold and nasty, but it's not real cold, and it's nasty, and you've got the summer coming up. Now, does your heating system work properly, or does your air conditioning work properly? Give them a call, 221-2642. Have them come out and check everything. Check the filters, check, make sure it's working. Or if you've got any type of problems there, they can work on any make or model at Alliance Heating and Air. This is who we use. We, you know, we recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations at all.
Preventive medicine.
They are preventive maintenance there to take care of your system. They'll save you money in the long run. Okay, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're going to talk about, you know, one of the things that came up the other day during a conversation was is that Orville Dam went.
Yes.
Because this is one of the things you made phone calls and stuff. If the Orville Dam went,
yes,
there's bound to be a lot of casualties, I would imagine.
Well, depends upon the level of evacuation.
Right, the level of water. But okay, let's just say there was...
Oh, no, there would be, absolutely.
500, 600, 700 casualties. So they'd have to be taking them to hospitals in the area there. What are the chances with something like a disaster like that, with the hospitals being able to handle something like this?
Well, you got to realize hospitals are fixed facilities sitting in the very city that's getting flooded. So in truth, Katrina taught us... should have taught the profession that flooded hospitals become useless. They really need to just be evacuated. But the two ground floors of hospitals consist of the electrical systems, the standby generators, the switching systems for power upstairs, the elevators, and so forth. So you fill the basement of any hospital with water.
And that's it?
The building's done, in my opinion.
Okay, now, see, this is one of the first times that I met Doug McConnell. Was, gosh, what, 8, 9 years ago now? And we were talking about the emergency, you know, preparedness, that how hospitals had to be built to such a strong, and such an expensive way of being able to run all the time.
Yes. Okay. Well, now what you're talking about is earthquake preparedness, or a law in the state of California, which sounded very good and it very, very well sounded. That basically forced the hospital industry to invest billions upon billions of dollars on retrofitting old buildings or scrapping hospitals and building new ones. UCLA would be an example of that, as well as several other hospitals built newer facilities to the new code because retrofitting the old one was more expensive. But invariably, all those hospitals went down in bed size, even though the state of California's population has gone up. UCLA went from around 900 beds to about 480 or 90 now, despite the fact that the population of the state is double what when I was in their medical school. This doesn't make sense. LA County did the same. But what it was the idea that all the hospitals had to basically be able to withstand a Richter 7 event where they were located. And it was sold basically on the idea of patient safety, and then you needed the facility to be working in the region. All sounds very good. I tried to point out to people, in fact, I even talked to state senators and others, that since the same seismic standards didn't at that time apply to water mains and gas lines to the facilities, and more importantly, that all the hospitals were built in a sealed construction, that you can't roll open the windows.
Yeah.
The air handlers don't have enough. There's not enough power generated by the diesel generators that are by code at each hospital to run the air conditioning and the air handlers generally. They can manage the load needed in operating rooms and critical care units, but you start adding the air handlers or chillers, and it's August, you basically have a building that becomes uninhabitable probably within 48 hours. Sort of fascinating. People would hear it, but they didn't want to hear it. I was just a bad messenger. But the point is, if the roadways in and out of the hospital aren't built to the same seismic standards, you can't change nurse shifts. You can't get new nurses in or new personnel in. More importantly, most hospitals only have about 3 days of operating supplies inside the building.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, on-demand supply.
Yeah, absolutely. So you depend on the supply network in an epicenter area. The things that go down are the roads, often, access, certainly water supply of the hospital is critical. Our hospital in Long Beach had three water mains serving it, and one of them, because it was very old, just cracked on itself and brought this functioning hospital to its operational knees. Just one of the three gone because
wow.
You don't have water pressure to the seventh floor. So there's so many more dimensions, but the buildings have been reinforced. They will not fall down around the current patients. But I don't think the hospitals, if you really are in an area where the surrounding environment has sustained a 7 earthquake, and if the roads aren't intact and the water pressure isn't present and there's no natural gas supplied to the building, you do not have a functioning hospital. You have sort of a triage area and some supplies for a couple of days, but the most interesting thing is you have every bed is already full, usually, with a patient for the nursing staff that are there. And if you can't get new nurses and open up new beds, and if you can't open the windows and it's warm or cold and you can't heat or cool the building, it becomes really more important in my mind to think about how do you move patients out of an injured area and where would you take them. But I'm sort of a rebel in that cause because the industry has come up with very complex plans to how to do things. Not that I'm saying they're wrong, but to get to your point about Oroville, the issue there was you had basically in advance, and the sheriff and that there acted to evacuate the city. Well, there are skilled nursing facilities filled with people that are pretty hard to move. There's hospitals in there that need to be evacuated. And so there was sort of an incremental change in that. They did move SNF people out of the nursing homes and prophylactically got them out of the area, which I think was wise. And then there was a decision going to be made as to whether to evacuate the hospital, which is reasonably small. But downstream from there is, of course, Sacramento. And if that dam were to rupture, the Feather River flows right down into the Sacramento, last I checked. And the flooding in that city could be important. I won't pretend to understand or know the geography of Sacramento or the effect, but that dam, if it were to flow downhill, would...
Well, they said the Sacramento flood plan... or seems to be secret. You know, the floodwater plan seems to be a secret. I saw that headline today.
Well, my wife and I on our trip across the country drove by at least two major 10-story building hospitals in New Orleans, which are just surrounded by chain-link fence and are dark skeletons. They've never moved back into those hospitals after the flooding. And these were big, beautiful hospitals that were up and functioning. So they didn't have to get shaken. The structure is perfectly intact, but water inundated the lower floors of the hospital, destroying all the electronics and all the switching systems and the air handlers and the generators, which are always often right at the base, and they're skeletons. So they lost everything. And,
well, you know what? The fact is that the whole city is 10 feet below sea level.
Well,
that should tell people something.
Parts of it. Are, yeah.
Well, okay, enough of it,
well,
so it floods.
Yes, it does. And what it disrupts is the roads to get people in and out. But it did destroy these hospitals, and they've never been...
never come back.
Well, they had to rebuild them in different sites.
Yeah.
But regionally, I can say that in Shasta and Mercy and the regional emergency system that is in place, there's a coordination plan and an incident commander and sites to try to address the local needs of the population here.
Water would really have to come up to get to Shasta.
Well, it wouldn't get the size of Mercy. If it did,
but it wouldn't get to Mercy. No, Mercy's so far up in the air.
Right, and Shasta Regional would be way above the hill. That's really why we're up there. I mean, this whole town existed on the bluff overlooking this river, and the floodplain is the Park Marina area.
I wonder what the 1,000-year flood looks like.
But the river will get up and cover the 44 bridge in a if there were a disaster up here. And that's a huge entree point to the city, it would leave you with Market Street, and probably the Cypress Bridge downstream might be. So think of the ingress and egress of supplies and people.
It's a good thing we got 3 years of supplies.
3 days.
Oh, no. I'm talking about me. 3 years of supplies. And that's, you know what, you're going to laugh until you come over and you want to live at my house and eat my food.
Yeah, and you've got ammo.
That's right. And you don't even have ammo.
I do, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have a gun?
Yeah, many, including the one you helped my wife buy for me at Christmas.
Hey, we got to take a break here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Okay, I think we've beaten this one to death. So when we come back, we want to talk about politics. And you're going to take off your doctor hat,
okay,
and let's hop into the political framework here. And this is a chance to talk about what's going on with false news, fake news, real news that may not be entirely real. What happens when reporters put their own feelings into news instead of just reporting the news? Unlike this, which is an opinion show, an editorial type show. If I was doing the news directly, I wouldn't be saying a lot of the things because it has nothing to do with the story. But there seems to be a new type of press,
journalism
that's out there that wants to not only give the story but give your take on the story on the news by adding what you feel in there. And this is kind of really strange, and it's something that it may be being, as we talk about, being taught in a lot of the journalism schools.
And I've got a great example that just happened last night.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for a gun store where you can find the exact gun you're looking for with people that know what it is, and they're not going to talk down to you, the customer service is outstanding, or you're not sure what the laws are because there's so many of them, you go down to Bastiani Arms. There's no place better to buy your weapons. They have all the accessories, but to also find out what's legal and what isn't legal, when can you do this, when you can't do this, all of this at Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah. They know what they're talking about. They've got great people working there and the finest gunsmiths that you're going to find anywhere. All at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, a full-service store. They teach CCW, hunter safety. They've got it all. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right in here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Dr. Douglas McConnell.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zipline, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You know what? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Any way you want it. That was the theme of the press conference yesterday with President Donald Trump. Any way you want it, you want it? Hey, fine, you're going to get it right here. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 17th of February. 48 degrees going up to 57 today. Rain, rain, and more rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which rhymes with rain.
Cute.
It's just something's cute right there. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned, best haircut you're ever going to find, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe, where you can get SOS every day there. Chip beef on toast. Our guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell. We've talked about medical things. Enough of that. Let's go into the political side. Take off, turn your hat backwards, and let's get into the political side here.
Okay. Well, actually, this is
And by the way, if you are a liberal, he has no problem operating on liberals, do you? Because their heart, really, you don't see a lot of them because their heart isn't being used as much as compassionate conservatives. Okay. Jared, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything about brains. I just said hearts. Okay.
We're all built the same inside. And,
I'm sorry.
No.
Just kidding. Come on. I just say that because Jared turns around and he just cuts off my microphone. Okay. Hey, say everything you want.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're talking about yesterday, President Trump had the press conference of the century, maybe even the last century, too. It was a full-on, you know, here come the play the music. Play my sound that you just recorded earlier today. Here comes the mainstream press. Where is it?
I can't get the music.
You can't get it? Oh, come on. You know, you're supposed to have this, like, that one part. Okay, you have one thing to do out of 1,000. Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
Well.
Anyway, the mainstream press coming at him. And Trump just standing up there and just firing back.
Well, it started really with a monologue.
Yeah, and the thing about this is that this is the hyenas.
I see.
I want you to save that on the desktop so we can just poke it and it starts right there and it plays. Okay, I don't care how you do it. You're the producer. Okay. But not that he wasn't throwing raw meat at him either.
No, he was, without going into all the details, in truth, he was pretty hard on CNN and others and basically referred to a lot of the challenges that his White House has been stimulated by what was referred to as fake news. And without – I can go on to debate
I think
that.
The press has exasperated everything that's happened here, that they have really gone into full-scale
They've
attack.
Been looking for stuff. But here – so my wife and I, we – watched that, and we said, my goodness, because he was pretty hard. He really called out CNN News and had a sort of back and forth with Acosta there. But it was handled reasonably well. There's room for disagreement. But then he also mentioned Don Lemon, and I think he said talked about, and his ratings are coming down or something. And
Trump just goes right after, these are nothing networks, blah, so blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know what? The president doesn't need to do that.
But here's the example that I think really hit home because basically in his talk, he amongst many other things that he hit on, he said, you know, I really inherited a mess when I came in here. And then his next sentence is, I mean, when you look at what's going on with North Korea, the Middle East, the trouble spots in the world, the Chinese, I think he didn't refer to the Chinese either. But what he was talking about was internationally, yeah, the world's a mess. And he, right after he said that, I inherited a mess when I started this administration. And then he talked about particularly North Korea, the Middle East, and
sure,
the other challenges around the
and
world.
And he did. I tell okay. you what, we are in a much worse position than we were when Obama came
out. We heard this and we listened. But then the two of us decided, let's watch the Don Lemon show, which came on our Dish channel at 8 o'clock. So let's go see how this would be handled. And it was Don Lemon and four people.
Talking heads.
Yeah, and they were all pretty much anti-Trump folks. But what was interesting is they did a lot of chuckling. And then Don Lemon says, well, you know, look at this. He claims he inherited a mess. And they sort of had that outtake. It was cut as to what he was talking about. And then one of the talking heads chimes in, yeah, are you kidding me? Like an unemployment rate below 5.8% and a growing economy at such and such. So they were chiding Trump because he's talking about a mess, and then they immediately switched to some
something had nothing to do with
cherry-picked
what he said.
Numbers.
Yeah,
and
sure,
then they went on to basically deride him for talking about a mess. And then the other two talking heads, he didn't even provide any facts, they said. He had no examples. He gave no facts. And we're specifically talking about to back up his I inherited a mess. And then they went on to chide and chuckle really about he inherited an economy that's recovering, and on it went. And then they tried to refer back, I think, to how President Obama inherited the financial problems.
Right.
But the point was, and they had a lot of laughs at Trump. It was very clearly how the message was. But the truth was they had clearly edited, and his referral to a mess was about what was going on in North Korea.
Yeah, international affairs.
Yes.
And it is a mess.
And in the Russia issues and so forth. So, and the four people, so it takes five people. It's got to be a collusion almost to come down and really knowingly edit it to then create the next 5 to 10 minutes of derision for Trump. So that entirely was a manufactured or created process in a major news show. Because all he did was use the word mess. I inherited a mess. And then they proceeded to build a false narrative or false
fake news
about that and then use that to demean him. Now, Trump has said things that basically you'll say, what the heck was
he
that?
He demeans himself.
Yeah, and he steps in things. So that, but what I was really
he steps
watching,
in the traps.
I watched,
they bait him and he takes it.
Within an hour, we basically, because we saw the tape delayed press conference, you had the perfect example where a network set up five people to cherry-pick something I was talking and take them down with it. Now, that, to me, is not news reporting. That is basically an intention. It's like the hyenas that make a lot of chattering noises and circle their prey as they leap in for the kill. And that, to me, is about a good example as you could find of exactly what he was talking about. That does not mean he holds 100% veracity on all things.
Yeah.
They said.
So Jared has pulled up The View.
Okay.
Not The View, The Five.
Okay.
Now, and this is his response. He says, well, you know what? So this is the other side of this.
Okay.
That The Five comes up there, and they take the same story. And this is how interesting it is. You'll see, and they're on the Fox News. And they'll take exactly the same story. The only thing that's different, I mean, and they come up with a different thing, is they have one
token conservative.
No. They have the Fox News are all conservative.
I'm sorry.
They have one.
Right.
I can't remember Juan's last name.
Juan Williams,
yeah. who is a Democrat
and
a liberal.
Yeah.
And he's a thought. You know, he is thoughtful.
I agree.
And,
he's a thoughtful guy.
And he brings up the other side. Or they have Bill Bennett or whatever his name was.
No. There's a much more attempt.
But at least you've got the other side there. So, but you're looking at the same story, and this is what is so interesting. You're looking at the same story from two groups of talking heads,
mm-hmm,
totally different aspects of what the story's about. I believe because I know what you said, and when you take one sentence or something like that, and then you put everything around it, it had nothing to do with what he was talking about. That's fake news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's, and they did the same thing to Obama. It's fake news. But I've never seen such an attack on a president as I've seen since he came in. There was no honeymoon. There was nothing. They went into full-scale hyena attack from the very beginning, and they're not going to give this man a chance. Now, the only thing I can hope for is that at some point here in another month, there'll be detente, where they'll kind of go back and kind of everybody takes a deep breath and says, okay, look, we've got our country to move forward here. Do you think that'll happen?
I pray for it, in truth, because I do think we need to, the United States needs to work well as a nation.
You know, it's like Obama. You want Obama to be successful. The country's a success. And I want Trump to be a success. For the country to be a success, yeah. But we've got a lot of problems out there, and he's trying to change them the way he thinks he should, but he's also got to, you know, I'm not saying the word placate because it shouldn't be placate. I don't believe in that.
He needs to market himself and his ideas better.
You know what? He needs to market himself like he would one of his business ventures.
Agreed.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, the best place that you're ever going to find to buy stuff for that hard to find stuff for that woman in your life. Or, ladies, just head on down there. Talk to Linda or any of the ladies they have down there. They are going to be able to help you find the right clothing for the right event. They have it all down there from Brighton to Miss Me. They've got it all at Dandelion Boutique, opened on Monday through Saturday, 1322 Pine Street. And Rob will get to you right after this break.
My wife's favorite place.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Just a small-town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My goodness, we're here at the end of the... It's Friday, end of the week.
It goes fast.
It does. And I tell you what, it's going to be a rainy weekend. It's going to have everybody, you know, take care out there, be watching the river. Here's the big thing. You got a flooded road, don't drive on the road. More people drown from driving across flooded roads. Takes their car. You think you can make it through there. And it's running at 5-6 miles an hour. It's going to move your car sideways. And especially in a small car. So be careful out there, and especially if you're going back in the back.
Mike Mangus actually had this thing to say on Channel 7, which I had never heard before. He said, turn around, don't drown.
that's cool.
The truth is, your entire car only has these four little patches of rubber, and the drive wheel, one drive wheel gets lifted off as your car begins to float, and at that point you have no more thrust. You're not going to move.
That's it. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning, and do you have a comment or a question?
A comment. I thought what Trump did yesterday was brilliant, just the way he's handled the media. I mean, yes, he talked about some of the very important things that he's doing, and yes, he's going to have to be dealing with the hyenas. I think his strategy going forward, though, is, you know, as long as you keep the pressure on them, that's one thing. Now, we all know that they're going to take it and spin it their way, and I think our job really is the people who are consuming the information is we know what it is. I mean, it's nothing new. It is the strategy that just keeps repeating itself, and the ratings are reflective of that, and it's just, I mean, as tempting as it is to tune into what Don Lemon, how he responded to it, it's like, we know it's not going to be, he's like going to go, oh, well, we really learned something today in this press conference. Maybe we'll change the way we do things from here on out. We all know that's never going to happen. So
I see. I think what you're saying, Rob, is, and I just saw something the other day that shows all the, you know, the cable news, I mean, how many viewers they have. Of course, O'Reilly's right up there, and Fox is. And as you go down, it goes further and further and further down when you look at it. But what you're saying is, look, they're not going to change. And so if you don't watch them, they're...
Well. Yeah, I didn't expect them to change, Rob. I was really looking for confirmation to see how quickly they would take this confrontational and straight up news conference. And man, within hours, they were proving him correct about Don Lemon. And
Were you at all surprised about that, though? Is my point.
No, but it allowed me to actually file away and have an exact discussion point to show people how it really is.
And you know, Rob, what I do. I'm sorry, Rob.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's hard to hear you. Can you talk louder?
Yeah, I'm in the brick building.
So oh, okay.
So I'm not saying that you're wrong. I mean, it's human nature. We want, part of this is thrilling. Part of this is want to see how the other side is going to respond to this. At the end of the day, though, like Trump said, we've inherited a terrible mess, and our job as people who may support him, and I'm not sure if that's the case with you or not, but if you support what the president is doing, let's talk about what the president is doing and what the president is saying, and let those people be the hyenas they're going to be, because no matter what, the hyena is a hyena, and will always be a hyena.
So. There you go.
No, I agree with that.
Okay, Rob, thanks a lot. Well thought out. You know what? He's right. And you know, I listen to Rachel Maddow. I go to her because she is just, I mean, she's the to me, the epitome of the other side.
Yeah.
But I like to hear what she says, because every so often Rachel Maddow will say something and they'll take that other, they'll take that other side and they'll attack. But it's good to listen to the other side.
Well, I don't disagree with Rob.
It's the same
point.
Same thing with Obama. Obama was under attack for 8 years, too. Maybe not to this level. Hmm. But there were times, you know, when they were rolling out the health care. I mean, there was just – now, the mainstream media was not attacking him.
Not at all.
But as somebody told me the other day on Facebook, it says, well, look, right-wing it's at right-wing conservative talk shows that control the radio airwaves. Well, they do. But there's a reason for that, because the liberal talk shows –
Failed.
They failed miserably. So now you've got the mainstream media, which is saying that they're being fair and balanced, which, of course, they're not.
No.
They're not. And so there's these, you know, attacks from ABC, NBC, CBS, not to the extent like you see CNN or MSNBC. But it's still there. You know, just the way that you nuance a show.
And frankly, while I agree with Rob's general thesis, I was actually looking for an example or ammunition I could deal with a few liberal friends who occasionally will pummel me with this discussion of fake news. And I've got this example filed away in my head and know the date and so forth. But there's a great question that the liberal, or at least the established media, have never asked. And I think it was a really key one. And I think if you want to really talk about the difference in the arenas, and I hate to go back to Benghazi, but it was a very important watershed moment because of the video of Fly and all that. But the truth is the media never asked, and I don't think you know or any of us in this room, where President Obama was the entire night of that confrontation going on in Benghazi and what he was doing. Other than we know he got briefed by the Secretary of State at about 4 p.m. And to this day, no one has ever asked, well, what was the involvement of the President of the United States while an
I'm sure that there was very little because, well, hey, this, and we've got this thing under attack. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm leaving the next day for Las Vegas, remember?
Yeah.
He was leaving the next day for Vegas. They may or may not even woken him up at that point because they didn't know. And then it went down hard. Where was Clinton?
Well, we know about a couple of conversations, but my point is, it was never asked even how was the president briefed throughout the night during this event with the death of the ambassador and so forth. It wasn't even asked or discussed, nor was there ever a statement issued by the White House itself, and no one even asked what exactly who was handling this, who was answering phones, and that to me showed you that they were probably told not to, and they never brought it up. To me, it would have been one of the first things anybody would have wanted to know. How was this being handled back here in Washington and a timeline of that? They went to great lengths to come up with the video and create poor Susan Rice, not poor Susan Rice, but they sent her out with a manufactured and packaged lie and timeline on the entire event and didn't bother to include that President Obama was either informed or in charge of this. And I find that pretty remarkable for the collusion of supposedly an inquisitive, neutral media.
Well, you know, at the Times, I think New York Times actually, one time when they actually said it was, we've lost track of what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, they just said this after Trump won. We've lost track with what we're supposed to do. We've let our emotions get into our news reporting. We have lost touch with the American people and how they feel. Well, then right after that, then they went right back into the same thing. The part that bothers me about journalism today is, and I interviewed somebody, a young college journalist, and said, when do you they're going through journalism school. I said, so is it just reporting the news? Well, no, it's not. It's we report the news, but we have to give background in, you know, and how it fits into the society. I said, so you're adding your own feelings into this.
Education.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is from one of the big journalism schools, and this is what they're teaching is that you can put your own opinion in the news. No, I mean, there's something wrong there. There's something wrong. Like, they're reporting on the shooting of this on the concealed carry shooting that happened night before last.
In town.
And the reporting is straight. As far as I know, there was nothing about – there's no sensationalism, you know, of the journalism. Like, so, you know, who is this guy and, you know, gosh, what was he doing carrying and blah, blah, blah. Because this kind of town – that first of all wouldn't put up with it, but it was straight reporting. And those are the things I think people miss is that you don't know if you're having straight reporting anymore, if it's really news or if there is some kind of nuanced opinion in it. And I don't care which side it is that, you know, and I'm not talking about opinion shows like Don Lemon or the Five or this. I'm talking about news that comes across that says news. Mm-hmm. How much of that has got some kind of nuanced feelings in it? I don't think we know anymore.
No, there's no filtering. And last night, all five people were more than willing to bend the events around some narrative that was going to be said.
They
also went to discuss the man who turned down the position, the former vice admiral of the Navy, they started to put thoughts in his head. Actually, one of the, you know, he didn't take the appointment offered to him. And one of them says, you know, I could really imagine that he probably, one could think, as they said, that perhaps he's thinking that he just didn't want to join the White House in chaos.
Well, or it could be like
so
this.
So the word chaos was used twice
right.
in their mind. But, okay, they want the White House to be in chaos.
Oh, is Vin on the line right now?
Vin? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Hey guys, hey,
I was trying to read what he was writing. So, okay, what's up?
Real quick point. I think you hit on it, Carl. I think part of the point that we need to actually be digging into and discussing is the role of the professors.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, when Turkey had their coup afterwards, they arrested, 5,000? Because of the role that they were playing. And when a young lady down in Berkeley was doing her thing, she said, you know, please join us and the professors. And, you know, she made that statement that they were actually played a role in this. As we go forward, we need to start looking at what this education looks like and what role they're playing in this whole thing.
Well, so, you know, Invent, you're right, because there was another one that just came out. This woman said that that the election of Trump was an act of terrorism. And when the young man that was in there recorded this saying, this is crazy, and they tried to get something to happen, it did. The young man was suspended. He has to apologize.
Yeah.
He has to write a 3-page essay about why he recorded it. We recorded it because a teacher said that Trump's election was terrorism. That was it.
And this was in a... Wasn't
here in California.
No, it was in Orange County.
Orange County is a kind of a conservative area.
Well, one time it was an epicenter of American conservatism in the 1970s and 60s.
But as the old saying goes, teach the young and you won't have to teach the adult.
That's right. That's right. You know, when you get to this thing.
That's
so, but that's really a good point. We do not advocate, you know, going up and rounding all the professors up, though. It's not what we're advocating. But we are advocating.
We can't put them in a camp or anything like that?
No, can't do that. Sorry. Right, we can't put, you know what, you know, no, we can't. But what I would advocate is for every liberal, far left professor you have, that at least, for every